Good morning. Your WeatherEye forecast is coming up. I'm Steve Gopher, Y102 News, and here's what's happening. Residents in the city of Big Rapids, along with Green and Big Rapids Townships, said yes to renew a Big Rapids Public Schools millage proposal during Tuesday's election. The 18-mil renewal voters passed 693 to 244 provides $3.5 million in operating funds for BRPS, which pays for teachers, staff, textbooks, and classroom supplies. Meanwhile, up in Lake County, voters in the Baldwin Community School District said no to a 20-year, $9.9 million bond proposal by the district. Voters declined the proposal by a narrow margin Tuesday, 394 to 321. The millage proposal would have provided funding to the Baldwin Community Schools to allow them to upgrade facilities and provide new technology for its students. A meeting is scheduled for tonight that involves new medical marijuana laws and how it affects Big Rapids and Big Rapids Township. Tim Burke has the story.
In light of new state medical marijuana laws that went into effect late last year, officials from Big Rapids and Big Rapids Township are getting together over the issue. The Township Board and City Commission will hear both the pros and cons of medical marijuana tonight. Township Supervisor Bill Stanek organized the meeting.
I've got two people that are pro-commercial use marijuana, and then I've got law enforcement on the other side that's against it.
Stanek says it's wrong to say no to medical marijuana facilities in the township right off the bat.
For us, it's just a matter of getting information. I hate to make a decision without knowing the facts.
The meeting will start at 6:30 p.m. at the Mecosta County Services Building on Northland Drive in Big Rapids. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
A bill was approved by the State House Tuesday that would allow Michigan residents to legally leave a vehicle running unattended on private property. Recently, a Michigan man was ticketed for $128 for leaving a car running in his own property, in his own driveway, to warm up his vehicle. A state law makes such an action illegal on private property, but it would keep the lawn intact on public property. Some cities oppose the legislation, citing that it makes vehicles easier to steal. A new report from AAA Michigan indicates the condition of roads and bridges here in Michigan are becoming very dangerous. The Auto Club is hoping Washington will make infrastructure a top priority and feels that $146 million investment could lessen the chance of a serious incident. The report shows that such an investment would save over 63,000 lives and prevent 353,000 serious injuries. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.